John, it's no consolation to you tonight, but that was an outstanding 90 minutes of football.
It was. It's a shame for one team to lose it, and application some of the football from our lads as well. First half, I thought we stayed in it really well. Their goal was a little bit against the run of play. They're going to put you under pressure at this place, but I thought we were a danger on the counter with Tyler E and Hammer, and some of the energy from our lads as well. Second half especially, first 25 minutes, I thought it was the only team who looked like they were going to win it, and we didn't take them chances, especially the one in the first couple of minutes. And you probably need to take that chance, and it changes the game. Then we can change our tactics a little bit and frustrate them like they were doing to us at 2-1. But that second goal was a bit of a sucker punch, but we still created after that. But I agree, as a neutral, it's a great game of football. I think some of the passages of play from our guys, and I can't fault their application. I've just said to them now, right through my career, if I've got a group of players who give that much energy and application, then you'll be in a good place. You can't guarantee winning games, but what you've got to guarantee is you put everything into it. I don't think anyone can fault that from either team. I think we put everything into that today. I've just said to them, we need to try and take some positives from that, because on most days you'll take points from teams off that, and you'd win most games with the chances we created away from home. So positives, but disappointed with the result.
Your side gave everything. Tyler Roberts going down with cramp in the second half, Joe Edwards hitting the bar, Amadou Bakayoko hitting the side netting. Just how young Corey Roberts and Liam Kinsella feeling in the dressing room? Two unfortunate moments for them.
Their heads are up. I've just said to them, you can't just be up in the clouds when you get accolades and you do well. You have to cope with this as well, because that's what makes you a successful player, football league player. And both of them have got real mental strength and resilience, and they're okay, their heads are up, they understand it. Of course they prefer it didn't go in, but there's nothing they can do about that. But what they can do is make sure they learn from the good bits that they did, and we'll take some of that, I think, as a benchmark in some of the play we had today. We've said that in the past, that we need to play more football and not allow away teams just to recycle the ball. I thought we did that, caused them a lot of problems, and I'm gutted for the lads.
Another Luke Leahy assist and another Erkan Oztuma goal. A rare-headed goal on the ground where he grew up. He's a youth player here and let go because of his height, and he scores a header.
Yeah, it is. It's nice for Erkan. We always say we like him to get goals from all types of goals, and I think Erkan's proved that this year, that he can tap-ins from 2 yards and headers as well. So, it's a strange one, isn't it, Tom? Because I'm not down. I understand that. Yeah, would I be looked to standing here with a draw or a point and a win? Yes, I would. But I also, from a manager and any manager in any team throughout the leagues, if you can get application and attitude from your lads like that, and for me, I'm going to come here and defend them, because credit to the boys. I thought they put a real shift into them. Deserve to get something from the game, I thought.
Liam Roberts, some super saves from him. George Dobson in midfield, I thought, was very, very good. For somebody like Tyler Roberts, what could well be his last game today, he gave you everything, and evidence perhaps that if you can keep him, you will keep him.
I thought, if you look at Tyler, from before he had his slight hamstring, he looked stronger today. He looked more powerful. Probably last year, the year before that, Tyler probably wouldn't be able to play in that position. So I thought some of his defensive shape, especially in our defensive third first half, was a credit to Tyler. And that shows how far he's come on. That shows how he's progressed under us as well, to understand that you have to put it in for the team, then you'll get your chances, which is what happened in the game. So I think he looked a stronger individual today, and I think he would push on and become a real important players for the remainder of this season. That's why I'd like to keep him if I can. But also, if you're watching that today, a few clubs would like to keep him as well. So I'm not silly. I know that. Tyler knows how much I love him, and I'd love to keep him. And the players love him as well. I just like the energy. I just loved watching it today. If I was a neutral, it was a fantastic game. But as a manager, unfortunately, there's some negatives because I've lost the game. If a player's perform like that, then I'm a proud manager.
This final question from me is a bit of a gap now, 10 days until the next game at Ewood Park. Just how big are these 10 days for Walsall's season now? I'm thinking about the transfer window, for example.
Yeah, I think, listen, we all know you don't have to be a manager, no, we need to bring a couple of players in, especially if you lose Tyler as well. We need to reinforce and strengthen. If you look at the bench today, we've got Will and Mitch. Yeah. So we're such a young team, when you look at the average age today, when you take away Skip. So yeah, we've spoken to quite a few clubs, quite a few are hanging on to see if they get people in. The same old stories from every club, but we've got to make sure that the player comes in, can fit into this group and does it right. It's got the right attitude and is in football for the right reasons. But in a way, it might be a bit of a bonus that we can actually try and rebuild now and then work on the training pitch with the players that we bring in.
Thank you, John.
I know we always wax lyrical about Tyler, and we have, but that performance there, was it, because he hasn't played for 6 weeks, has he? So does that make it even more remarkable? And is that almost what you're talking about as well when you say the work he's done to build up his fitness and strength?
Yeah, I always say to every player with my jobs as physio and performance coach, I think you can't do anything about the injury that's happened, but what you can do is you can do a lot in that rehab time between now and when you return. And I think you need to work on strengths, and we all know he didn't love the gym, but now he understands the importance of doing that power work and the strength work as well. So I think from that today, he looked a real threat, and again his defensive side of it, his fitness levels were really good, and that's all you can do. I think he's done that. This is why he's held in really high esteem by a lot of people, but not just him. I thought the whole team really put a shift in today, and but we're going to reiterate what we said, is I'd love to keep Tyler, but it's not my decision.
Are two people not here today, Flo and Kieran? Is there any news on
both that? Got injured on Thursday. So it always changes. We lost Flo. Flo, the pitches were quite heavy on the training pitch Thursday, and he turned. The pitches were really heavy, so he's turned and rocked his ankle a little bit. And Kieran also got a whack to the hip, so he was unavailable as well. So gave an opportunity for Tyler to come off that side, and also for some of the young lads to come onto the bench.
Is there a time scale on them, or do you think they'll be all right for Blackburn?
I'm not sure. I'll have to see how they... Kieran will definitely be. It's just a short-term one. Flo, I'm unsure about. And listen, I understand it. No words from me really could console Flo after it, because he's been feeling really good and trained really well. But sometimes life has a tendency to come and kick you in the face a couple of times. But he'll get over it and he'll be okay. And he's got a chance for Blackburn.